Shannon Perry is just good enough to be able to stop by, and we're able to, you know, visit with Shannon. Shannon's TV show, Grace in High Heels. What a great title.
You like that?
I love that.
That means a lot coming from a man.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like grace because what? Do you fall over in your high heels?
Well, I've been known to fall a few times, but, you know, grace, God's grace, and allowing me to walk in high heels is a great combination.
Great. It keeps us humble, right?
That's right.
Exactly. And hanging on. Anyway, airs in 72 million households in various networks, including NRB Network, GEB America, and the Liberty Channel. Shannon, again, thank you so much. It's so kind of you to stop in.
Thank you, Bill. It's an honor to be with you.
Well, good. Well, I want to talk about The Overlooked Generation. Congratulations on the book. I know this is, it's so heartfelt. I mean, this is one of those books that probably took, maybe a couple of years in a lifetime to write, didn't it?
Well, it did. I have a master's in education, and so as I began working with kids and their parents, I speak and sing at women's conferences around the country, and as moms began to ask me, what am I going to do with my teens? And the girls were asking me the same thing. What am I going to do with my mom? I thought, we need to reach them. And so that's really how this book was birthed, because I worked with kids for so long when I was in the school setting. I realized there's certain things we've got to address with our kids.
Why is this generation overlooked?
I believe that they are searching in so many different places. We can see that through statistics. We can see that the way that they're looking and hunting for things, and the way that they're trying to fill their life up with everything but God's Word. And so that's why I feel like they're overlooked, because we are missing how to reach them with the truth of God's Word. We're trying to fill them up with all of the things that the world says will fill them up. And as Christians, we've got to know how to reach them so they don't feel overlooked.
The options that they have today are innumerable. Compared to you and I, when we were growing
Absolutely.
Up, I mean, probably the worst thing you could do was public show of affection, get caught holding up somebody's hand, right?
That's right.
Today, it's 50 shades and counting.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you look at social media, they've got all kind of things being thrown at them. We've got all kind of apps. And I always say parents have got to stay up on what's happening with private messaging apps, with all kind of things that are going on, because we've got to know how to get into their room. This is their room nowadays.
Right, exactly.
Our parents had permission to go into our room and look through our stuff. Well, this is their room now. Their computers, their phones, their iPads. That's their room, and we've got to know how to access their lives.
Exactly, and speak their language.
That's
you
right.
Know, how it's almost like, I mean, it's one thing, you know, we all lived in stages. I mean, when you're a child, you know, you're being led by your parents, but then you hit that age where it's like, no, I mean, they're liberated. They own that world and that room, and if you don't have that password,
absolutely.
Right.
And speaking of passwords, let me say this too to parents. Remind your teen not to share their passwords with their friends and with everybody they know. That's why a lot of cyberbullying is happening right now, because kids trust other people with their passwords. Parents are the only ones that need those passwords, not friends.
Did we lose boundaries?
Absolutely, we did.
Right.
Absolutely.
And
we lost boundaries.
Things up, didn't it?
We lost boundaries. We lost communication. We're sitting at our dinner tables now, and we're all on phones. We're not talking to each other.
Right.
And Bill, that's the reason I designed this new conference that I'm teaching around the country called In Her Shoes. Mm. Mothers and daughters are coming to this event. We are doing a Pay It Forward campaign where we're actually allowing moms and daughters to come in. We're doing a full conference for them during the day, and we're teaching them things about social media. We're teaching them things on how to communicate with one another.
Right.
I've got a cell phone contract in my book where parents and teens can agree on what happens with cell phones, because technology, we know as parents, when we get upset with our kids, what's one of the first things we do? You can't talk to me
that.
Give me your phone.
Right.
And our teens, we're battling. We're finding ourselves
right.
in battles with our kids that we don't have to fight.
Well, speaking of phone and taking a phone away, look what happened with that one teacher that took the phone away from the student, and the student, you know, slams the teacher down to the
Absolutely.
Ground.
Absolutely, yes.
I mean, this is...
And as a school administrator, former school administrator, I will tell you, those are boundaries that have certainly got to be reestablished, because our kids are still kids, and we've got to remind them of that. Another thing I address in the book, Bill, is bullying, because we
yes.
know, statistically looking, it's a big problem. And we're seeing a lot of suicide out of bullying. Suicide is the leading cause of death for kids ages 10 to 24. And that's a scary statistic when we think about that. 37% of kids in grades 9 through 12 have either attempted or they've contemplated suicide. And I know this firsthand. As a result, in the back of the book, I wrote about a little girl named Tara that I actually counseled as a school counselor. And she took her life because she was being picked on by girls on her drill team. And the mom went to the school and they didn't do anything about it. And she continued to talk to people and nothing happened. And so I encourage parents, if your child is being bullied, if they say anything about being bullied, you see it, go to the top and keep going until something happens. Because a victim of bullying is twice as likely to take his or her own life as one who's not.
That's amazing. You know, I was going to say earlier, peer pressure is on steroids in this generation. I mean, because of the social media elements, how it's invaded our lives. And you think about the child, what the child is going through. But I also, my heart breaks for the parents.
Yes.
You know, to see a child that is not accepted in their world and that they're in this kind of pain and you want to help.
Yes.
And you don't know how.
And in the overlooked generation, I give tips on that, Bill. I tell parents, how do you talk to your kids whenever they're being bullied? What kind of things you can say to them? Let them know, first of all, that you are proud of them for coming to share. Because we know, what do bullies do? They pick on people that they see who are less than them.
Right.
They pick on people who are weaker, who are isolated. Talking to our kids about how to make friends, how to build those friendships is a huge part of a way to help our kids not be bullied anymore.
Right.
And we talk about that in our In Her Shoes conference as well.
Exactly. It's those kids that are on the outside circle, they're just straggling and they're by themselves and they're easy targets for bullies.
That's right. And bullies know they can sniff it out, I always say. They can sniff out when there's weakness. And so to remind our kids, I'm going to teach you, I'm going to work with you on how to build those friendship skills. How can you find friends who will support you, who will go and tell you that you're wonderful, that you're great, we're happy to have you around, because that builds our kids' self-esteem. And we know that when kids have self-esteem, they're more likely to be drawn to other kids who have self-esteem.
Right.
And that way, they're not targets for these people that are choosing to be bullies. And we want the bullies to feel isolated. Isolated, not our good kids.
Shannon, you have a grasp of language and what to say, what questions to ask of kids that, you know, that connect with them, as opposed to, you know, many of us parents, you know, we're just, you know, we want to dictate and that sort of thing. And the very thing we want to do, we defeat. What are some of the most powerful questions that connect with our kids that we can ask?
First of all, I believe is, how can I help you? What can I do for you? Our kids, statistics show that 70% of our kids don't feel comfortable coming to their parents about different issues. So the first thing is, how can I help you? Another thing is, how do you feel supported? How can I help you feel supported? Another thing is to let them know, I'm in your corner, I care about you, I love you, and I want to do what I can to help you. And then parents, we've got to give them their space to make those decisions. And the last question I would be sure to ask them is there any decision that you need to make that I can help you with or that I can pray for you? And how can I pray for you as a Christian parent?
Amen. What a great visit with Shannon Perry. Her book, The Overlooked Generation, Parenting Teens and Tweens in a Complicated Culture.